Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly with Timothy Goh, and now it's time for Tech Talk, where we bring you the latest in tech talk and gadget news.
Well, if you're a gamer, which I'm not, are you, Rachel?
I'm not, actually.
Okay, well, for those of you listening out there who are gamers, we have updates for you about the Nintendo Switch, something to do with the overall gaming experience that you might just enjoy.
And the new Windows 11 has been announced, and you can, in fact, try the beta version if you want. And we know someone who did, and he's going to tell us all about it.
Also today, we will find out how crypto mining crackdown in China could lead to GPU prices falling. GPU, by the way, is a computer's graphics processing unit. Joining us now is Tech360.tv's Kai Hong Soon. He is on the phone with us to make sense of all of this. First of all, Kai Hong, thanks for joining us here on Tech Talk. Let's clear things up. What is crypto mining and why is China banning it?
Oh, okay. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. So, about cryptocurrency mining. So, it's quite the hot and debatable topic, but definitely a huge market, especially in China. And as for why China is banning it, well, there are concerns and aspects of concerns for sustainability and power consumption and whatnot. But I would say the main underlying reason has to be because the government has really no kind of control over cryptocurrency, especially with how, you know, cryptocurrency works.
I see. So really energy intensive. And this goes towards the debate on whether cryptos are actually cryptocurrencies or crypto commodities because they are mined. So talk us through then, Kai Hong, how does this really relate to GPU pricing?
All right. So to give you a, or rather to be able to link why it affects GPU pricing, you have to first understand how crypto mining works. And in very simple terms, it's the process of earning cryptocurrency by solving mathematical and cryptographic equations using a computer. So this process will validate the solved data block and then add that transaction record to a ledger, which some people might know is called a blockchain. So how fast you can solve this equation is determined by something called a hash rate. And there's a hash rate value for the cryptocurrency itself and a hash rate value for the graphics card itself, which is what makes cryptocurrency mining possible.
Very elaborate.
Thanks for breaking that down, Kai Hong.
It's very complicated process. So should someone then grab these cards now with the lower pricing? Or?
All right. So before that, you have to actually know that because graphics cards are the core component to cryptocurrency mining. And in China, to efficiently mine something, you're not just using a single graphics card, you're using multiples of it, like tens, hundreds, or even thousands. And that's what we call a mining farm. So basically, when you couple that fact with the silicon shortage all over the world, it kind of skews the balance between the supply and demand.
Because there has been an increase in individuals mining for cryptos as well, hasn't there?
Yes, that's right. So if you were to know that the official retail price for an RTX 3080 graphics card is about $700, about $1,000, that very same card going on the market now is double or even triple the price.
Due to crypto mining?
Yes, very much so. But also because of the silicon shortage, supply and demand, all of that. So the Chinese government has really been cracking down the mining farms and they are shutting them down entirely. So since these people can no longer mine, they have to make back their money somehow. And they are actually putting those used graphics cards on sale on the market for actually at retail price or even less.
Fascinating. All right, let's move on to something that many of us would be familiar with, Windows. It's now Windows 11, so we might not be that familiar with it after all. Tell us everything you know about the new Windows 11.
Right, so Windows 11, it's basically the next huge update for Windows users, and I believe that a lot of us are using Windows. So the most obvious revamp would be actually the look of it, and I guess the most importantly, the taskbar. If you've been using Windows ever since the beginning, you'll know that the taskbar and your start menu, everything is in the bottom left, where it usually is. Yep. But on default, on Windows 11, it's now shifted to the middle. So in my opinion, it looks a lot cleaner, and they are taking cues from their direct competitor.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's going to look like a Mac, which Rachel is using right now, so you're very familiar with this.
And I was just going to ask Kai Hong as well, you know, I have a lot of problems with my storage, with battery. Is Windows 11 going to tackle that?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Well, with battery life and storage and whatnot, a lot of it plays into how your manufacturer of your laptop also kind of design the processor, how they manage the battery. But technically, with every new update for Windows, it should help improve it just a little bit.
There's a health check tool, I think, that can do that on the new Windows 11.
Battery efficiency. We all need that. There are new features as well, like a snap layout. And another very interesting one is how to integrate your Android apps. We'll talk about that later. But tell me about the snap layout. What is that about?
Yeah, so Microsoft basically introduced the new snap layout. And you can basically now just do more than what Windows is capable now, which is basically split screen and quad screen. So with the new snap layout, you can also do a three-way split. You can do key split with one program taking out half the screen and the other two taking out a quarter, and so on and so forth. In fact, it's to the point where they can add more as time goes by if they want to.
So it's like having multiple monitors in one.
Helpful in the whole work from home environment.
Yes, definitely. Okay. It makes multitasking a lot better if you're just using a single monitor.
So how easy then is it to run Android apps on Windows 11?
Right. So this is a little bit of a chore. In fact, you first have to go to the Microsoft Store and then you need to look for the Amazon App Store. And from there, you then look for the Android app you want.
So you go through two stores to get to the app.
Yeah, not exactly the simplest way to do things.
Oh, okay. I thought you can just plug in and it mirrors your phone, but okay, apparently not.
Yeah, it's not that way, unfortunately.
When are we expecting Windows 11 to arrive?
Right. So Windows 11 is expected to launch in the holiday season, which would be sometime from October to December, most likely. Mm-hmm. But if you want to actually try out Windows 11 now, you can actually do so. If you register for the Windows Insider program, you can try out the beta version of Windows 11 today. Yeah, it's free.
Oh, fascinating.
We're speaking with Tech360.tv's Kai Hong soon. So let's switch it up, Kai Hong, and let's talk about Nintendo Switch. Okay? And for gamers out there, Nintendo Switch has had an upgrade, and there has been some debate whether to go for this upgrade or whether to switch to the upgrade or stick with your Switch Lite or the original Switch. So tell us all about the OLED.
Right. So as many might know by now, the new Nintendo Switch is coming with an OLED display. And honestly speaking, the reception has been kind of mixed because there are rumors about a more powerful Switch and stuff. But OLED is actually quite amazing.
What sort of experience, though, is a gamer? I'm not a gamer, and neither is Rachel, but for those who are listening, what difference will it make?
Why should they pay more?
Yeah.
Right. So the main advantage of OLED is OLED in itself. And with OLED, the colors are just more vibrant, and because of the technology in itself, you get true blacks on the display because the pixel itself turns off. So you get higher contrast ratios, better colors, as compared to your standard IPS or VA panels.
Okay.
So then the question is, to switch or not to switch to OLED?
Right.
That is the question.
Right. All right. I would say it depends on what you have now or perhaps you don't have. If you don't have a Switch and you want to play the latest Nintendo games right away, I would say wait for the Switch OLED. You're probably going to get the best Switch as of now, and you enjoy the OLED display and also actually some other nifty features like the improved kickstand and whatnot. If you're coming from a first-gen or second-gen Switch, probably not, because in all honesty, the performance is still technically the same and all you're actually enjoying is the display itself. And if you're the one who uses the Switch with your TV instead, then no, you're not really using the display of the Switch itself. So, yeah.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you very much for your insights. Kai Hong Soon is a tech journalist at tech360.tv. You can, of course, watch his laptop and other reviews on tech360.tv as well as on YouTube. Thank you, Kai Hong.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.